Hey everybody, I'm here today with Dr. Whiting, and we are going to discuss one of the most confusing subjects, I think, as far as I'm concerned, in nutrition. We get tons of questions all the time about what's the right kind of calcium, when to take calcium, different reasons that people take calcium for. So we decided to just really get into it. So calcium, right off the bat, you've often said calcium, that not all calcium supplements are created equal. What do you mean by that?
Well, since calcium is one of the most difficult minerals to absorb, it is important that we do everything that nutritional science knows presently to overcome that. And there's a lot of cheap calcium supplements out on the market. You go to discount stores, you go to those types of places, and you'll find a lifetime supply of calcium tablets for about $20. But the truth of the matter is, it's basically they're just ground up rocks. And in that state, you can't expect to get much absorption, especially as we grow older.
Okay. And so ground up rocks, what do you mean by ground up rocks? Literally ground up rocks?
Yes, in a way, yes. All calcium. It doesn't matter whose calcium, it doesn't matter how it's done. All calcium begins as calcium carbonate.
Okay.
That is the base mineral. What we do to it afterwards makes the difference. For example, there's a process we call chelation.
Okay.
Chelation means to bind. And in this case, we are binding calcium carbonate with acids, because calcium carbonate is highly alkaline. And when we're young and our digestive system is healthy and working well, we can produce enough stomach acid, gastric acid, to acidify the calcium. However, as we get older, past age 40 and beyond, we begin to lose the stomach's ability to properly acidify. And that is obviously the subject for an upcoming video on digestion. But suffice to say that as that process continues on, your ability to acidify calcium greatly diminishes. So when we pre-acidify the calcium, we use malic acid, we use citric acid, we use amino acids, and the best is a combination of all. But doing so is one of the ways that we have of enhancing uptake and absorption of this very essential mineral.
And so how can we tell if a calcium supplement is good? What do we look for on the label?
Okay, the first thing you're going to look for is, is it chelated? And it should say, calcium, and maybe in parentheses it might say as calcium citrate or as calcium malate or whatever. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Second thing is, it should be from multiple chelates, not just one. So you want to have citrate, malate, amino acids. You want to have as many different chelates present as possible, because there's strong evidence to show that helps a great deal. Another thing that you want to look for is that it has a base of microtrace minerals, manganese, copper, etc. And lastly, of course, you want to have a calcium supplement that has magnesium, because magnesium is the partner of calcium.
And so we know that calcium is important as we get older. What is the age that is, in quotes, older?
Well, it used to be after age 50, 55. That's what we used to consider as aging as far as absorption goes. However, that age has dropped down every decade. And now we have, or we see, a great number of people after the age of 40 that began to have serious absorption problems. And this is likely due to dietary abuse and a variety of other factors such as excess stress and so forth, all of which affect gastric chemistry.
Yeah. And so why is calcium so hard to absorb?
Well, it's hard to absorb in its rock state, as we say, in its elemental state, because it requires a high amount of acid in order to break down and be absorbed. And when we're very young, we can get calcium from things like milk and other sources.
Cheese and stuff.
Cheeses. And so, well, cheese is actually better than milk because it's fermented.
No.
But we can absorb those when we're young. But after 40, 45 and up, you're getting very little calcium from the milk. In fact, you probably shouldn't be consuming it at all anymore at that age. Milk is made for infants, not for adults.
Well, that sounds like a whole nother video too. So what is the connection between calcium and magnesium, and why is it so important for them to be taken together in a good ratio, or what, a good balance?
Well, all minerals bear an electrical charge. They're either cations or anions. And depending on what we call the electrical potential of a mineral, depends upon how much you need in relation to other minerals. That's called mineral ratios, which sadly most supplement manufacturers don't consider because they probably don't know in the first place. But when it comes to calcium and magnesium, magnesium has a higher electrical potential. And so you want less of it than calcium. Normally, there are some exceptions, but normally you want a 2.5 to 1 ratio of calcium magnesium. So in other words, if you have 400 milligrams of calcium in a supplement, you want about 200 milligrams of magnesium. That balances out the electrical potential differences and allows for better absorption of both electrolyte minerals.
Okay, and so lastly, just as a selfish question, I used to think I had cramps in my calves and my thighs when I worked out, and I was consuming a lot of water, and I got did some research, and you also helped out with that research, and you said, well, if your leg is like, you know, at night, if it shakes or if you get a cramp, try taking a calcium supplement, a good calcium supplement, magnesium supplement, as you're describing, and it should stop the cramping and that jolting of your legs at night. Why did that work? And why, how did, because it stopped my legs from jolting at night and from the cramping. How did that work? What did it do?
Well, when you suffer from those types of issues, especially at night, it's due to an electrolyte depletion. And
calcium is an electrolyte?
It is one of many electrolytes, okay, as is magnesium. Potassium, those are the big electrolytes. And when they're out of balance or deficient, and remember, they're water soluble, just like most nutrients. And when you consume excess amounts of water, you exercise heavily and perspire, especially in the warmer weather, your electrolyte levels can drop below threshold, at which point you begin to start getting that jerking that goes on at night, because your central nervous system is being overactivated and, for lack of a better term, not as well insulated because of mineral depletion.
Got it. Well, thank you so much. Gosh, I hope that shed some light on calcium and magnesium and absorption and a little more information for you. So thank you so much.